Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Susan Carter, an endocrinologist and longevity expert specializing in hormone balance, metabolism, and the aging process. Today, we're diving into whether Dave's Killer Bread is actually healthy or just really good marketing. All right, quick show of hands. Have you ever tried to be good, grabbed what looked like the healthiest bread on the shelf, and then realized your sandwich just hit you with the calories of a small meal? Yeah, that's the Dave's Killer Bread experience for a lot of guys. Because here's the weird part. Dave's can be a genuinely better bread and still quietly wreck your fat loss plan if you treat it like free food. It's like buying a high-performance truck. Amazing machine, but if you drive it like a scooter, you're gonna be shocked at the gas bill. So let's talk about what it is, what it isn't, and how to use it without sabotaging your metabolism. First, we need to get real about bread. In metabolic health, bread has a reputation, and honestly, it earned it. Most bread in America is basically refined carbs in disguise. It digests fast, turns into sugar fast, spikes insulin fast, and if that happens all day, every day, your cells start getting numb to insulin. That's insulin resistance, and that's the on-ramp to prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and the whole, why is my belly growing even though I'm working out situation. But, and this matters, most guys aren't going to live bread-free forever. It's not realistic for everyone. So the real question isn't a bread good or bad. The question is, where does this bread land on the hierarchy? Think of it like a grain ladder. On the bottom rung is white bread, basically instant fuel. At the top rung is intact whole grains, stuff that takes longer to break down. Dave's Killer Bread tries to live closer to that top rung by using whole wheat flour, cracked whole wheat, and a ton of seeds and grains. And that changes the game a little. Here's the deal. Dave's is a nutritional trade-off. You get more fiber and more protein than typical bread, which can blunt the blood sugar spike, but you also take on more calories and added sugar than most guys expect. It's high-performance fuel, not low-calorie diet food. Let me break down what's actually happening in your body. Most standard bread is like paper on a fire. You light it, it flashes, it's gone, and your blood sugar does the same thing, up, then down. That down is when you're reading the snack drawer at 3 p.m., Dave's is more like tossing a log on the fire. It burns slower. It gives you energy longer. But it's still a log. And if you throw on too many logs, you're not healthy. You're just overfueled. Why does it burn slower? The fiber protein matrix. The popular 21 whole grains and seeds loaf has about 5 grams of fiber and 5 grams of protein per slice. That combo is a big reason guys feel more satisfied with it. Fiber is like a speed bump for digestion. It slows how quickly sugar gets absorbed. Protein also helps with fullness. There's even a butt hormone that gets involved, GLP-1, which is basically your body's I'm good, stop eating signal. You don't need to memorize that. Just know more protein and fiber tends to mean better appetite control and a smoother blood sugar ride. So, compared to white bread, Dave's is a better metabolic choice for most people.
But now we get to the part most guys don't realize. Calories and sugar. The quiet cost. A slice of the standard 21 whole grains loaf is around 110 calories. A lot of regular whole wheat breads are more like 60 to 70 calories per slice. So if you're doing the classic two-slice sandwich, you might think it's just bread. But you just signed up for 220 calories before turkey, cheese, mayo, avocado, whatever your go-to is. And it's got added sugar, about 5 grams per slice in some of the main varieties. That's over a teaspoon of sugar per slice. So your sandwich can start with 10 grams of added sugar before you even add anything. Now, is 10 grams of sugar the end of the world? No. But if your goals are fat loss, better labs, steadier energy, or improving insulin resistance, you have to count it. You have to budget for it. This is where guys get blindsided. They choose the healthy bread, then wonder why their calories aren't cooperating. Next, gluten. I get asked this all the time. Is Dave's Killer Bread gluten-free? No. It's definitively not gluten-free. It uses wheat, and it also includes something called vital wheat gluten, basically extra gluten added to help the loaf rise and hold together because it's so dense with grains and seeds. So if you have celiac disease, this is off limits, full stop. And if you're someone who suspects you're sensitive to gluten, This braid can feel extra heavy because it's literally built to be chewy and structured. Now, I'm not here to tell you gluten is evil for everyone, but I am telling you, if you don't tolerate it well, this bread will let you know. One of the most underrated positives, though, is what Dave's leaves out: artificial preservatives. A lot of store bread can sit on a counter for what feels like a month, and you're like, why is this not molding? Because it's preserved like it's going into a museum. Dave's tends to avoid common artificial preservatives and uses things like cultured flour and vinegar to keep it fresh. That's generally a win for your gut and metabolic health. We're learning more about how certain additives may mess with metabolic signals. And while the research is still evolving, I like minimizing food chemistry projects when we can. So who is Dave's actually good for? If you're a guy with prediabetes or insulin resistance and you're trying to upgrade from white bread, Dave's can be a better choice because the fiber slows the spike. But, and pay attention to this, it's not a free pass. It still becomes sugar, just slower. Some slices can have around 22 grams of carbs per slice, depending on the variety. So you treat it like a real carb, not like a vegetable. For heart health, the seeds are a legit bonus. Flax, sesame, sunflower, those bring healthy fats and are associated with better cardiovascular outcomes when they're part of an overall solid diet. Now, how do you know it's working for you? Watch your signals for the first week or two. One, digestion. If you're not used to that much fiber, you might get bloated or gassy at first. That doesn't automatically mean bad. It may mean your gut is adapting, but if you feel awful every time, that's data. Two, satiety. You should stay full longer. If you're hungry an hour after a sandwich, the bread isn't the problem. Your sandwich is. Add more protein and healthy fat. Three, energy. With white bread, guys often get the spike and crash. With Dave's, you should feel steadier. Four, weird reactions. The crust is packed with seeds. If you have an undiagnosed seed sensitivity, you might notice itching, swelling, or just feeling inflamed. Don't ignore that. So how do we use Dave's Killer Bread the smart way? Here's my simple three-step play. Step one, go thin sliced. This is huge. Thin sliced versions can be around 70 calories and about 3 grams of sugar per slice, instead of 110 and 5. That swap can save you roughly 80 calories per sandwich. That's not diet math. That's real-world results over weeks. Step 2. Never eat it naked. Bread alone is a blood sugar roller coaster. Pair it with protein and fat. Eggs, turkey, Greek yogurt on the side, avocado, even a drizzle of olive oil if you're doing toast. That combination slows absorption and keeps you full. Step 3. Portion like an adult. Real talk. If you're cutting, consider open-faced. One slice, not two. Or use Dave's on workout days when you actually need the fuel. Because remember, it's a log on the fire. Logs are great when you're burning them. Now, let's hit a few common questions and mistakes I hear. A lot of guys think Dave's is healthy, so I can eat as much as I want. Nope. Healthiest sounding foods can still be calorie dense. If you're not losing weight, this is one of those sneaky spots to check. I get asked this all the time. Is the sugar a deal breaker? Not automatically. If the rest of your diet is tight and your labs are good, it can fit. But if your fasting glucose is creeping up, your triglycerides are high, or you're stuck with belly fat, then yes, those little daily sugars matter. And another one. If it's whole grain, it won't affect my blood sugar. Whole grain usually affects blood sugar less than white bread, but it still affects it. The difference is speed, not magic. If you're insulin resistant, you still count it. Bottom line, Dave's Killer Bread can be a smart upgrade from typical bread, especially for fullness and steadier energy. But it's calorie expensive, it has added sugar, and it's definitely not gluten-free. Use it like performance fuel, not a freebie. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VEEDMA for free,
or order labs through our special offer at vidma.com.